Lesson 7. Giving advice. 1. Part A. Micro listening. Phonetics. Weak forms.
Drill 1. The following exercises are for you to recognize the weak forms of articles, some prepositions, pronouns, and conjunctions. Listen to the following 10 phrases carefully. Repeat what you hear and supply the missing words in the blanks.
1. Not at school.
2. Listen and write.
3. On the campus.
4. Some information.
5. A cup of coffee.
6. Away from home.
7. Easy but boring.
8. Fond of reading.
9. Just as well.
10. Good for nothing. Drill 2. You will hear 5 sentences. Repeat what you hear, and then supply the missing words in the blanks. Notice all the missing words will be read in their weak forms.
1. Of course not.
2. You are not too far from there.
3. Try to catch the key words.
4. What can I do for you?
5. Get to the hotel at 10. Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue 1. I'd go on studying if I were you. Now listen to the dialogue.
I can't decide whether to go to university or get a job. What do you think?
Well, if I were you, Jane, I'd go on studying.
But I don't even know what to study.
If I had a chance again, I'd major in economics. You're good at calculating.
That's what my parents want me to do.
You should take their advice. They know what's best for you.
But my friends will have jobs and lots of fun while I spend all my time doing reading and writing.
But if you go to university, you'll still have time for fun.
Mm-hmm. What you say makes sense. But, you know, I still have to ask my parents for pocket money, and I hate to do so at this age.
And if you try to find a part-time job, you will have some money, too.
You're right. Thank you for the advice.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and write down your answer to each of the following questions.
I can't decide whether to go to university or get a job. What do you think?
Well, if I were you, Jane, I'd go on studying.
But I don't even know what to study.
If I had a chance again, I'd major in economics. You're good at calculating.
That's what my parents want me to do.
You should take their advice. They know what's best for you.
But my friends will have jobs and lots of fun while I spend all my time doing reading and writing.
But if you go to university, you'll still have time for fun.
Mm-hmm. What you say makes sense. But, you know, I still have to ask my parents for pocket money, and I hate to do so at this age.
And if you try to find a part-time job, you will have some money, too.
You're right. Thank you for the advice.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and complete the following statements.
I can't decide whether to go to university or get a job. What do you think?
Well, if I were you, Jane, I'd go on studying.
But I don't even know what to study.
If I had a chance again, I'd major in economics. You're good at calculating.
That's what my parents want me to do.
You should take their advice. They know what's best for you.
But my friends will have jobs and lots of fun while I spend all my time doing reading and writing.
But if you go to university, you'll still have time for fun.
Mm-hmm. What you say makes sense. But, you know, I still have to ask my parents for pocket money, and I hate to do so at this age.
And if you try to find a part-time job, you will have some money, too.
You're right. Thank you for the advice.
Dialogue 2. Why don't you get a decent job? Now listen to the dialogue.
Why don't you get a decent job for a change?
But I like my job.
Look, digging gardens is not a job for a university graduate.
But the money's not bad. And there's plenty of fresh air.
If I were you, I'd go on to take a new course. Teaching. Accountancy.
Accountancy? Anything but that. It's so boring.
Come on. You really must think of the future. Why don't you just write a few application forms?
I'll tell you what. I'd like to be a doctor.
Well, you should think very seriously about that. It means a lot of study and then working all sorts of hours.
Yes, maybe. But the idea appeals to me.
Well, then, you ought to get more information about it as soon as possible.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Why don't you get a decent job for a change?
But I like my job.
Look, digging gardens is not a job for a university graduate.
But the money's not bad, and there's plenty of fresh air.
If I were you, I'd go on to take a new course. Teaching, accountancy.
Accountancy? Anything but that. It's so boring.
Come on. You really must think of the future. Why don't you just write a few application forms?
I'll tell you what. I'd like to be a doctor.
Well, you should think very seriously about that. It means a lot of study and then working all sorts of hours.
Yes, maybe. But the idea appeals to me.
Well, then, you ought to get more information about it as soon as possible.
Question number 1. What did the woman suggest at first that the man should do?
Question number 2. Why does the man like his present job?
Question number 3. What kind of job is not suitable for the man, according to the woman?
Question number 4. What does the woman think of the job as a doctor?
Question number 5. What can you infer from the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and fill in the blanks with the words you hear.
Why don't you get a decent job for a change?
But I like my job.
Look, digging gardens is not a job for a university graduate.
But the money's not bad, and there's plenty of fresh air.
If I were you, I'd go on to take a new course. teaching, accountancy.
Accountancy? Anything but that. It's so boring.
Come on. You really must think of the future. Why don't you just write a few application forms?
I'll tell you what. I'd like to be a doctor.
Well, you should think very seriously about that. It means a lot of study and then working all sorts of hours.
Yes, maybe. But the idea appeals to me.
Well, then, you ought to get more information about it as soon as possible.
This is the end of Lesson 7.